This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, prepared for an amazing hour with you. This is my favorite hour. And you're thinking, what's so favorite about this hour? I mean the hour that I'm going to spend with you with my guest. It doesn't matter what hour of the day that falls in. But that 1 hour with this guest is my favorite hour of all time on Armed American Radio. This is by far my all-time favorite guest. This man coming up is the only individual I name his segment after. It's Sean, are you there? It's kind of like grandma's apple pie, bro.
Yes, it is.
You just don't even ask for the recipe.
For me, it's like watching a good documentary, yes.
It is. It's something that, you know, people say that about my barbecue. I don't want to know how you did it.
Yeah, you know what? You need to start sending me some of this food. See you the freeze-dried stuff to put it in or whatever they call it.
No, we'll talk about that later. Where I'm going with this is my guest coming up is so good that he's laughing. I can hear him. I can't even give him this great intro because I'm smiling from ear to ear too. But I name his hour the Alan Corwin Experience, and you are about to find out why. Alan Corwin, a pleasure, my friend, to have you here, and an honor to call you a friend.
It's so good this is radio because you make me blush.
Which would be very difficult to do, ladies and gentlemen, if you know or have ever met Alan Corwin. You met a lot of fans. I know you did today and over the weekend. The Crossroads of the West, probably the best gun show in the country out in Arizona. Tell us.
I was there all day, and that was basically the Alan Corwin Experience for 6 hours in a row with one stranger and one friend after another, with the most amazing questions. I had a Border Patrol agent wonder what to do after a shooting. I had lots of first-timers. I had a mother who wanted to know if she should get a gun and couldn't decide whether to buy my book, Your First Gun, that deals with every issue this woman had. It was nonstop, and I can hear my voice is hoarse from talking to these folks. I mean, it's so rewarding, Mark. The work you're doing, the work I'm doing, people want information. They want to know what's going on, and we're doing it nonstop. Sometimes it seems like an uphill battle, like we're getting nowhere, but we're actually doing a lot of good. They say, I'm only one person, what can I do? We're all only one person, and we are making headway. The gun show was wonderful. It was packed, people there buying, selling. Freedom is still alive, folks. They may be coming after us, but I can tell you it is still alive.
Well, you know, Alan, if you stop watching the news, you'd never know they were coming after us, would you?
You know, that's interesting, because when you miss the news for a few days, your life goes on and everything's okay, and you don't see a picture of the guy who's in the White House right now, whatever title he might have or not be entitled to, and you wonder if the news is really news. When in my Page 9 reports, I just put it in quotes, the so-called news.
Let's talk about your Page 9 briefly. I know you get a lot of hit. I love seeing the email that you kick back to me after your appearances on the show.
Oh, yeah.
It's great to know that so many people listen, that they say, you know what, I love what I heard from this man on Armed American Radio, and they respond by signing up for it and giving you their email and picking up your Page 9 blog. That Page 9 blog is incredibly informative. You know what that's like? It's like waiting for the Concealed Carry magazine to come that I write for. And when I get the magazine, I go from page one all the way to my column, and I sit and I read. I stop what I'm doing and I read it. That's what happens when the Page 9 comes.
You read your own material. I do the same.
But I read that last.
You're sort of keeping your readers in suspense here. If you guys go to gunlaws.com, that's my website, you can sign up for my only occasional Page 9 news brief, which covers things you just don't see elsewhere. And in a few minutes, we're going to be talking about the Cerna case here in Arizona. Man, this is a groundbreaking case. It's going to affect the whole nation. It is totally positive. We go against the Ninth Circuit. It is wonderful news. You go to gunlaws.com, sign up there, and then say nice things about Mark because it makes him feel good. And he earns it and deserves it. I said some things about the Robin Williams situation compared to the instructor who unfortunately was killed in a terrible industrial accident that everybody read about in different terms, admittedly. There's good stuff going on everywhere. And you mentioned Concealed Carry magazine. They asked me to do a column for the magazine, and I'm going to accept it. I'm totally backed up with what to do, but we have conversed by email over the size of the column and the frequency. And I'm going to do something for them. And so one more thing on my crowded plate, Mark. I don't know how I'm going to get to it all.
Well, I got to tell you, if they're paying you more than the $25 they're paying me, we have to have us a private conversation there,
You're
Alan.
You're getting paid?
I love it. Yeah. Oh, it's great. No, the fact that you are going to become a contributing member, contributing writer. I've been writing for this magazine, Alan, for 10. It's hard to believe. But for over almost 11 years now, I have been penning a column.
Concealed Carry magazine from the United States Concealed Carry Association.
Right. The USCCA's Concealed Carry magazine. When I started writing for this magazine, it was black and white, monochrome, 22 pages, maybe five or six columnists. The magazine now is off the charts. I'm pushing close to 200,000 subscribers, adding several thousand subscribers a month.
Well, this is a question I have for your audience, because I was at the gun show all day today, and there are too many gun bubbas and not enough marksmen. And United States Concealed Carry Association and the magazine and your column and what I'll be writing for them too is aimed at turning more gun owners into marksmen and not bubbas. And so I'd like your audience to tell me how we make that happen.
There are Why don't we do this?
I don't need no book on gun laws. You come in my house, you're dead meat. I got $15 left. I'm buying more ammo. And you know the guy's got plenty of ammo, but he doesn't have a clue as to when he can pull his gun, when he can use it, when it'll be aggravated assault, when he can righteously fire and protect himself. And we need the country to be totally informed. They're not. And a lot of them just, they don't have the candle power. They don't have the attitude, and we need to move them in that direction. How do we do it? And I'm asking you guys listening to help me understand that better. I'm not gunny enough. I'm not with it enough. I'm missing something. We're converting them. You went from black and white monochrome to 200,000 subscribers. It should be 2 million subscribers. And why aren't we there? How do we move the gun rights battle forward faster? Just go to gunlaws.com, my site, or go to Mark Walters. Join your local associations and pitch in that way. But let's solve this and triple and quadruple our numbers. That is so key.
We could write our own legislation, and I know it's discouraging, and I know you'll agree with me on this comment. And I love this. For listeners to be able to overhear these conversations that you and I have, this is the same conversation you and I have when we meet at various venues across the country, and it's great to be able to listen.
That day.
What's that?
You're talking about that bar that day. I think it was at the Gun Rights Policy Conference where we sat there doing this kind of thing.
It could have been a radio program. It literally could have been a radio program. And the honor to have to be able to bring listeners the conversation with you is fantastic. It's a great learning experience. And I think you led us in the right direction. How do we get there? One way we get there is by you putting your pen to the paper in concealed carry magazine is a step in that direction, Alan.
Well, I know. It puts pressure on me, though, because I have to,
I have to
come up with something clever. And
it won't be hard for you to do. The other thing is, define Bubba for me. And I mean that seriously. Explain to listeners, what's the difference between Bubba and a marksman?
Oh, boy. Well,
we have a minute and a half left. I should have asked that at the beginning of the next
segment. No. And I got to be careful here because I don't want to insult people. But there's a sort of low-brow, knuckle-scraping, sloped forehead, don't-care-about-nothing attitude that some people have. They don't want information. They, I'm on a spot on this one, Mark. Are you?
They have a gun. They know they have a gun. And you can't tell them what they can and can't do. I'll shoot you if you come on my property, and I'll drag you in the house.
That to me, Neanderthal type style to it.
The attitude.
The left will use that against us. If they hear this show, they'll quote me forever. And I admit it. There are people out there who aren't too bright. Just like among the left, there are some people who are absolutely closed-minded, worship the guy in the White House, don't care what he's done. They've got theirs, we've got ours, and I want to move us ahead. I'd like to move both sides ahead.
To find you in Concealed Carry Magazine, and you can visit concealedcarrymagazine.com, and you're going to start reading Alan Corwin. What you hear here, you're going to see in print. We'll be back with Alan right after this. We're going to start with the machine gun death in Arizona right after this.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft-coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit USCCAinstructors.com.
USCCAinstructors.com. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds across the country. This is a program that is just exploding across the nation. And I had a great time speaking to a group of those instructors during their training down at one of the regional ones that happened to be down in Tampa, which is, of course, where I hail from. So that was a fantastic time. Visit USCCAinstructors.com and check out how to get a toolkit and become a USCCA certified instructor and teach, as Alan was saying in the previous segment, people to become marksmen. Alan Corwin, welcome back. The Alan Corwin Experience continues.
I'm here.
I'm going to read for you an email exchange. This is from Kevin Michalowski, the managing editor, senior editor, managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. I don't think he'll mind. And in an exchange between he and I regarding you. This was 4 days ago, 5 days ago, from Kevin to me. BTW, by the way, I'm looking to Alan Corwin as a regular columnist. Looks like it will work. My reply. Now, that's great news. Alan is one of the most important voices in the gun rights movement. He's my all-time favorite guest and the only one whom I attach a name to his appearances, the Alan Corwin Experience. By the way, a great name for his column. Now, I had to say that because it would be a really good name for your column.
The Alan Corwin Experience, God.
The Alan Corwin Experience.
Stop with the ego nonsense. Let's get down to substance. Come on.
All right, let's go right here to you. Let's talk about it. I can't stop with your ego thing. I love it. The machine gun accident in Arizona. Your take.
Close to a reasonable title. I'm glad you didn't call it the 9-year-old thing like the media is. The only reason we're talking about this, Mark, is because the media circus went bizarre. There are accidents at shooting ranges. There are accidents in training. They happen with some frequency. People study it. They look to make firearms ranges and the sport safer. We do it all the time. It never makes the news. I spoke to Sam Scarmato, who runs that range. He says they put 10,000 children through the range without a need for as much as a Band-Aid. That never makes the news. We had one tragic accident where a very talented instructor, Mr. Vaca, was lost. That normally would not be news. The fact that a number of mistakes were made and they led to a tragic death, this is tragedy. The only reason for running that in the news, 2,000 miles away in New York City, and for the BBC to pick it up, and for all these stations to run it day after day after day, was to vilify our right to keep and bear arms, was to attack the fundamental human right of self-defense, was to make gun ownership look bad. That's the only reason this story was out there, and that's the only reason you, Mark, an otherwise nice guy, would ask me this question. You haven't asked me, why did somebody else get hurt in a firearms accident? Because it's not news, and we're not standing here doing a review of articles in the International Bulletin of Wound Ballistics like scientists and researchers do. You're being propagandized and manipulated by the quote-unquote news media, who blew this out of proportion and asked questions that they knew the answer to. Why would a parent let a child handle a machine gun? And they know the answer. It's crocodile tears and false opprobrium and concern that why would a parent do such a thing? Mark, they are standing in line to do it. Thousands do it. Sam is installing a helicopter refueling station because so many people come out here to try this, to get the experience, to have the exhilaration, to enjoy a chance at a uniquely American sport out in the middle of nowhere and fire a machine gun. And mistakes were made, and it cost a man his life. This should be reason for remorse, quiet, and privacy, and instead the media makes it a hullabaloo. The media should be ashamed of themselves, and if they had licenses and registration to be reporters and had to pass a test to do what they're doing, all their licenses and registration should be removed with prejudice, and some of them should face prison time for doing this to the public. I'm done.
I could keep listening.
I could keep going.
I know you could, and that's the answer that you get from Alan Corwin.
I am infuriated that they have done this.
You know, you said shame, Alan. The media has no shame. And that is what they do. This is propaganda, and anybody that listens to the show knows my disdain for the mainstream press. It is nothing but a left-wing propaganda machine at this point anymore. And the only reason that they went after this the way they did, as I said in the last segment, in the last hour, or the previous segment, in the last hour, was to do what? To exploit tragedy as they do for their own political agenda, period. That was it. They don't care about the little girl. They don't care about her family, and they don't care about Charles Vacca. They care about pushing their agenda, which is to come after your rights, something they don't like.
And they were able to do it by dancing in the blood of a victim here. That's the only reason they did it. They want to attack the right to keep and bear arms. Why would you even want one of these things? How dare you let somebody do it? And if they had the chance, they'd be on the firing line trying out the gun. They'd go, ooh, can I try that one? Can I try this one? And you pay for the ammo because I'm a reporter and I'm better than you and I want to try these out. And they do. They get to go to the range and try them out. And then they attack your rights anyway. And that's what they do. They're attacking us. These stories were an attack on your rights. This is a civil rights battle, a human rights battle. The news media are following their own self-derived agenda that guns are bad and you should all be criminalized. And this is proof positive that nothing good comes out of it, despite the fact that 100,000 people of all ages have gone through this experience, and there are 6 other ranges in the area that do this, indoor ranges and other ranges in the Las Vegas area, that teach people, that give them a quick experience, back, forward, sideways, lots of different guns, lots of chance to try it. Foreigners rush to here. The largest component of people doing this are Japanese and Germans and people from Southeast Asia who don't get a chance. In communist China, they're setting up ranges to do this, where you go and rent guns from the military and buy ammo from the military and shoot on military ranges because people want the experience. And our lofty elitist reporters sit there going, why would anybody want to do this? And they know damn well why people want to do this. And they're using that little child and this tragic accident to promote an agenda, not to report news. And half of your listeners, I'm sorry to say it, never thought of it this way. They're asking the questions like I put in my last page 9, where a guy named Kevin, who I know real well, writes, should the instructor have been standing a little closer or distant, and why did this happen, instead of realizing that he's been propagandized the same as everybody else, and I like him, and he now understands it. And maybe your listeners do, too. And if you want to read page 9, like I said in the earlier segment, go to gunlaws.com, sign up right on the homepage. And when more news comes out about how the accident occurred, I'll let you know. And, in fact, I know some of the details.
Perfect timing. We're going to end the segment right there, Alan. We pushed it right up to the last minute. We'll be right back with Alan Corwin. Right.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, a pleasure to have you here with me. You're listening to an incredible hour of Armed American Radio with my favorite guest and close friend, Alan Corwin. When you ask him a question, you get an answer. Got an email here that just came in, and I appreciate the emailer sending it. Mark, love the show. Didn't I just hear you in the last hour say you wouldn't let your own daughter shoot a machine gun? Love the Corwin experience. Carl in El Paso, Texas. No, that's not what I said, Carl. What I said was I wouldn't let my daughter shoot the Uzi because I know my daughter. Kind of a moot point because my daughter wouldn't have wanted to anyway. But that doesn't mean that you can't let your daughter shoot. That's up to you. And that's a legitimate debate about this incident. We can have that discussion. Alan Corwin, welcome back to the show, brother.
Yeah, I'm here. They've had 8 and 9 year olds shoot the Uzi and many other guns safely. One of the solutions they're looking at, some ranges are tethering the front of the firearm
right.
so that it can't rise. Others are positioning the instructor where the instructor's supposed to be. The instructor in this case was not in the correct position, as I understand it. I don't have the full report,
right.
but you're supposed to be in one place, not in another. And if you're in the wrong place, you're in the wrong place. It was tragic.
All the way around, it was tragic. And again, it's a discussion that we've had, and unfortunately, we don't have enough time to go into. We've spoken to Rob Pincus on this, who's reviewed it, and we'll leave that for them to talk about. Your insight, though, is huge.
Let's look at the social side of this, though. And in the last Page 9 report, I made this connection. Robin Williams, another
right.
tragic death. Now, he hung himself with a belt, and he denied these same usual suspects who were making the case about this tragic accident, he denied them a chance to dance in his blood. Usually when there's a suicide, especially of a celebrity who's well-known like Robin Williams, when the person commits suicide with a firearm, you get firearm rants nonstop, and we were spared that in Robin Williams' case. And it shows the moral corruption of the left that they do this. And one of the positive aspects here is that the medical community was able to step up and say, let's look at the causes of suicide and what we can do about it and not have to be bogged down in the mire of the left-leaning media ranting and screaming about guns, as they're doing here mm-hmm. with the accident in Arizona, over Robin Williams. They left it alone because they had to. It was a classic Rahm Emanuel crisis to waste.
Let me read something from your piece on that. And you titled it, Thank Heaven Robin Williams Didn't Shoot Himself. Let me read something from it. It's very telling. By strangling himself, Williams denied that movement a monumental opportunity to dance in his blood and screech for more gun control, as they are virtually pre-programmed to do. No one is clamoring for belt control. Why not? The parallel is perfect. No cries for fewer holes in belts, more safety features on belts, less availability, more controls on sales, more lists. No one is saying anything, but the same tired arguments would work. Use tragedy as a bludgeon against everyone who owns a bunch of belts, yet did nothing but could, and heap vicious assaults in the name of the dead. Did you know that about 6,000 people a year commit suicide using belts?
And I left out, because I didn't want to go too far astray, when you're arrested and incarcerated, they take your belt
mm-hmm.
because it's a weapon, and because people who get arrested get depressed and hang themselves in their cells using their belts. And nobody went after belt control, 6,000 deaths a year, and they didn't do it because they don't have an agenda against belts. They have a hoplophobic fear, a morbid, paranoid fear of firearms, and so they go after guns and they use the dead to do it. I want to switch gears because I know how far fast the time goes, but I've got to tell you about this case, Cerna. Have you heard about it at all? Probably nothing.
Very little, but from you.
The Cerna case in Arizona concerns a felon who was arrested for possession of a gun. Now, a felon can't have a gun, but this case is going to turn out to be very, very positive. The police approached this guy. He's talking to a girl in what they call a gang neighborhood. The girl leaves, and it's very consensual. They go over and say, hello, how are you? He's very nice. They notice a bulge, and they search him, find the gun, and arrest him. Now, under a normal frisk for a gun, a Terry frisk, the person has to be armed and dangerous. In this case, there was no danger. They noticed the gun, but here's the important line in this case, and I printed it out. In a state such as Arizona that freely permits citizens to carry weapons, both visible and concealed, the mere presence of a gun cannot provide reasonable and articulable suspicion that a gun carrier is presently dangerous. This is huge because a Terry frisk used to mean the officers have to reasonably suspect that both criminal activity is afoot and that the suspect is armed and dangerous. Armed and dangerous used to go together. In New Jersey, if you're armed, you're dangerous. It's armed and dangerous. The Cerna case separates those out. In a place like Texas or Wyoming or Montana, or they name Arizona, but it's going to spread, armed doesn't necessarily mean dangerous. And this goes against what the Ninth Circuit has been saying, and it's a unanimous decision out of our Supreme Court. So it'll take a while to digest, and you folks listening to this may have heard this for the first time right here, but the idea that you're carrying a gun and the police come to frisk you doesn't mean you're armed and dangerous. It just means you're armed. And in Arizona, that really just means you're in possession of private property.
And that's why in states like Georgia, very, very important with the new, and I love this terminology, I do, the guns everywhere bill went into effect in July. It codifies in law exactly what your case you're talking about is trying to fix via the Ninth Circuit, and it would be great if other states followed suit and paid very careful attention. In Georgia, the mere possession of a firearm does not indicate a dangerous individual that allows an officer to approach you while you're shopping peacefully, buying milk, to check your ID to see if you have a permit, period.
That's right. There's no articulable suspicion, no reasonable suspicion, no probable cause. Because in many parts of the country, ownership of a gun is just, it's like owning a book. It's like owning a Bible. Now, in the Middle East, if you own a Bible, that's probable cause that you're no good. In America, that's not. And now, owning a gun, they'll be citing the Cerna case that simple ownership of the gun is not necessarily proof of any kind that you're doing anything wrong. And this, and it's a unanimous decision at our Supreme Court level, state Supreme Court. So this is huge, folks. It's going to start having an impact everywhere. And it's now a published decision. I'll have the site number. I'll put it in the next page 9. Go to gunlaws.com. Sign up so that I can reach you, and you'll hear about Cerna. I'll give you a link to the case. It's only about 9 pages long. It's in plain English. And it's a wonderful description of the police stopping a guy who's doing nothing. Turns out he's got a record, so he can't have the gun, but he doesn't present any risk. It's all consensual. It's a fascinating case. Even if you're not into law, you'll be able to read it. It's like reading a Western novel, and we are the West.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm glad we found the time to squeeze that in, and now my list of things for the show is only 16 items long.
With only one segment left and 20 seconds before we start hearing that music that says, got to go again.
And we will be out at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago, right? You're going to be there, Mark.
I will be there speaking as well, yes, sir.
Okay, so if you guys don't know about that, just go Google Gun Rights Policy Conference. It's free. All the movers and shakers in the gun rights activity will be there. I'll be there. Mark will be there.
The gun lobby is there. Let's put it this way as we go into the break. If you want to meet the gun lobby.
Civil rights lobby.
The civil rights lobby. The GRPC is the place to be. You can visit the SAF.org and you'll see it right there on the right-hand side of the page. Click it and register and come out for free. Armed American Radio continues with the great Alan Corwin and the Alan Corwin Experience right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom with my great friend, close friend, Alan Corwin. The Alan Corwin Experience continues now. We're jumping right in, final segment of the hour. Alan, I'm looking forward to meeting you out in your neck of the woods in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're going to do that mid-October, and I would like to let people know that I'll be broadcasting with you for the full 3 hours. We will be moving the Crossbreed Holster Studios out to Arizona, and that will happen the week of October 15th, either one of those bookended weekends. There's going to be a great time, my friend.
I should put that in my books that I'm here.
we will have a fantastic time. You and I have done the show live out there from our affiliate out in Phoenix previous, so this is not our first rodeo, but we're looking forward to it. And I should tell you also that you will also be a guest, because I will be doing the show live from, or I should say we'll be doing the show from the Gun Rights Policy Conference coming up in a couple weeks. So we'll be doing quite a bit of work together. Really, really looking forward to it.
I'll have to figure out something to say.
that won't be hard. I'll just tee you up with something and off you go. I love when you go, okay, Mark, shut up, let me go.
I don't say that. I just go. But let me mention something. You're going to be out that week. The weekend before is the Arizona Citizens Defense League annual meeting, and mm-hmm. it's an open carry banquet with 400, 500 people at the Sheraton Hotel. I think it's at the Sheraton this year, and everybody's armed. And I don't mean gun show armed with an empty gun wrapped up in a thing. I wrote about that in American Handgunner last time or next time. But everybody's armed. It's the safest room in town, and it's a wonderful, wonderful banquet and annual meeting. My band, the Cartridge Family, will be playing. If you're not a member of the Arizona Citizens Defense League, join, and it's free for members. That's the weekend before, if that's how you schedule it. If you schedule it for the weekend after, the Arizona State Rifle and Pistol Association, the NRA chapter here, is having their special members-only one-day show at the Ben Avery Range, which is the biggest range this side of the Mississippi. And there's a private luncheon meeting, dinner meeting on Wednesday that I can only tell you about offline. So you let me know when you're coming, and there's stuff going on.
There's always fun stuff going on. This is why Arizona is my favorite state in the nation. I feel home. It's a calling. I get
it's
that calling to go west.
Oh, and here's hot other little item here, a tidbit. One of my closest friends, in order to keep up his police certification, went out, applied for, and got his credentials. He's now a deputy marshal in Tombstone.
You and I had corresponded about that, and he actually knows my friend, full-time deputy Rattler, with the Tombstone Marshal's office out there. We had a great email exchange.
Yeah, best friend, but he needs to serve. He serves once a month, and he's a deputy marshal in Tombstone. He loves the historic idea, and I talked to him about serving in costume dress, but I don't think he's going to be able to get away with that.
Well, you know, They do from time to time. I've had many conversations with Rattler out there. I'll be going back out there that week we're there. I love the history of the gun there. I've actually had Terry Ike Clanton, the descendant of Ike Clanton from the gunfight at the OK Corral fame, on the program on more than one occasion. And it's fascinating when you talk, you get away from the politics and you talk about the amazing history of the gun and how Arizona and the West was won with the gun. It's great stuff. So I'm really looking forward to coming back out home. To me, that's home to the desert. That's just a calling.
It'll be
Alan,
fun. We'll do a good show. I see we only have a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, let me ask you quickly about the Kroger. I want to get your take on the, I called it, it's corporate terrorism, basically. What these guys are doing is terrorizing corporations, and I gave the Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of the word, coercing them through fear to cave to their demands. Am I wrong?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. The Kroger?
Kroger with the Moms Demand Action. I do apologize. The Bloomberg Group going after Kroger and the open carry and so forth.
I wasn't aware they're doing it. Everything with the Moms Group that's being supported by Bloomberg are shell companies and shell groups, not real groups, not grassroots. They're falling apart at the seams. Everything I've heard about them, they're fraudulent. They're not real. And he keeps inventing new ones and the. What did they do this time?
Well, they're going after Kroger's just like they did Starbucks, with the open carry. And
you mean they've decided that somebody who's exercising their rights shouldn't be doing it?
Yeah, there you go. And they go after them and go after their sales.
Well, let me make an analogy. No coloreds at the water fountain. That's what this really is. You're exercising your rights. Black is going to rub off on our young, innocent children, so you shouldn't be here. You get your own water fountain. This is outrageous. This is a civil rights violation. In fact, federal law 18 U.S.C. 241 et seq, the additional laws, make it a crime to deny somebody civil rights or any right guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution under color of law. So if these folks are suggesting that you can't go into a supermarket exercising your right to keep and bear arms, that's actually a federal felony. And if death results as a function of your doing that, you can face the death penalty, not just jail and fines. This comes out of the civil rights era, but 18 U.S.C. 241 is a statute that hasn't been enforced. I mean, now you're right in the heart of my work, translating or describing gun laws in plain English. These folks want to say, oh, you have a gun, so you can't come into this store. That's like saying no coloreds at the lunch counter. You can't do that, not legitimately. That's not right.
Eric Holder, as Attorney General, I'm sure, is aware of this and will probably begin enforcement of that in the near future, will he not?
No, I suspect not. And bringing that up, in Ferguson, all the stuff about Ferguson, you may have seen this bogus picture of some guy with his face bashed in saying that that's the police officer. Somewhere there is a picture of the police officer who was attacked by the guy who got shot, And that picture hasn't been revealed, and I'm eager to see what he looks like, to see if actually he had his face bashed in, because bashing in the face of a cop is not a good thing. And if you do that, you can sort of expect the cop to react. So I'm wondering where that is.
I trust that Eric Holder will let all of the details out and give us the facts here, you know, soon.
You sarcastic guys give me a stiff pain. Listen, before we lose air, next week we're going back into USA Today with the First Responders Report.
Good, good.
That's the Gun Save Lives report, where we run stories of people who are alive today because they had a firearm. They stopped a crime. These are stories the mainstream media does not carry. We buy a quarter page of space in the Washington, D.C. metro area, USA Today. So if you're in Virginia, Maryland, or D.C. and listening to Mark's show, it'll be either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. We don't get to know which day. The day gets picked for us. They call it flexible placement. It saves money, and we get the paper anyway. So watch for the First Responders Report. If you're on my page 9 list at gunlaws.com, we'll send you a link to it. We'll put the page up online so people can see it. We get better exposure, obviously. But boy, do we have some interesting stories this time, including a student who shot a burglar who was attacking one of his roommates, and the burglar turned out to be the son of the abortion doctor who was killing babies after they were born. This is his son, who burglarized an apartment a few doors down from him, and he was shot by a student. Long story, it made TV news locally where it occurred in Philadelphia.
Alan, I got to cut you, brother. We're out of time. And I let it go as long as I can, and I hear the bird in my ear. We got 30 seconds. Alan, I need you to hold the phone, if you would. Looking forward to talking with you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get more of the Alan Corwin experience here in the coming month. Trust me. Pay attention. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You'll find out when Alan will be back. The great Alan Corwin, everybody. Remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. I will see you next week here from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, filling your prescription for freedom.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters, here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
what in the world did they do moving me?